This is the Composer's Datebook for April 28th. I'm John Burge. For the 1965-66 season of the New York Philharmonic, Leonard Bernstein planned a series of concerts titled Symphonic Forms in the 20th Century, programming works by Mahler, Sibelius, and other great European masters. Bernstein also included American symphonies, including, on today's date in 1966, the belated premiere of David Diamond's Symphony No. 5. Diamond began work on his Fifth Symphony in 1947, and its original inspiration was twofold. Diamond wanted to compose a symphony for Bernstein to premiere, and to translate into music the vivid emotions he experienced after attending a performance of Sophocles' tragedy, Oedipus the King. But Diamond found recreating the Oedipus story more difficult than he thought. He ended up putting his Fifth Symphony aside and finished his Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth Symphonies before coming to the realization that program symphonies were just not for me. Years later, when Bernstein asked him, "Whatever happened to that symphony you were going to write for me?" Diamond explained all this to Bernstein, who replied, "Well, it's about time you did something about it. It's silly to have one symphony that just isn't there." And so Diamond set to work completing a non-programmatic fifth, dedicated to Leonard Bernstein. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.